So this is called a, did you say a hothouse?
Hit house.
Okay. And that's just a place where people live, even?
Yeah, people live there.
But you can just go knock on the door and say?
Yeah.
But do they have to know you ahead of time?
Well, not ahead of time, but some of them was, well, they prefer to sell to people that have already been there.
Yeah, I guess
or they know, because you got quite a few of them are getting busted right along. And now they're particularly like saying, if you go to a dip, well, you're not going to get in touch with a pusher.
Right.
Well, a hot house, they probably let you have some alcohol if you look old enough. But now if you go to a dealer's going to be extra careful, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he gonna ask you who you know.
Right.
If he know your friends, like, he'll deal to you. But now, if you can't relate to him, somebody he know, he'll tell you he ain't got no happening.
Right.
Or he can't deal to you, something
He's
like that.
He's got to do that. Otherwise, you could be an undercover agent.
Right.
Like right, well, how about with these hit houses now? Do they ask you who you know? Supposing you went up to one that you'd never seen before, but somebody told you where it was. Now, what would they just give you a liquor, or would they have to ask you some questions?
Well, it all depends on how you come up to them.
Okay.
Like, if you come up there nervous, like, y'all got any wine? They'll say something like no.
Okay.
But you come up there and you say, well, hey, my man, let me get this 50, do this thing. He'll go on in and let you have it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it depends on your attitude.
Yeah. If you look nervous, they're going to be nervous. And then they're not going to get up.
Okay. What are some expressions for money?
Money, bread, coin, dust.
What was that?
Dust.
Dust?
Yeah, silver, dough. Greenback.
What? Greenback?
Greenback. And like I say, now they call it dollars, cents.
Like in 15 cents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They call pennies brownies.
Brownies? Okay. We call a place downtown where you need some money fast, so you take your watch down there or something, they give you 10 bucks for it.
Pop shop. Okay. Pawn shop.
Is that pretty much a ripoff? Or can you get what something's worth?
Well, most of the time they give you a loan on it.
Oh, I see. And they hold it for you.
Yeah. And you come back and get it like you pay a quarter on a dollar.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty high interest.
Yeah, it is. But if you need the money, you're going to get up off of it. Like I say, my brother, when he was laid off, he used to park hopping a shotgun every other week. He'd get about $15 and have to pay something like $17.50 back or something like that.
Yeah.
It all depends on the band you go to. Like, hey, well, he don't charge that much.
What's this guy? He has
Abel's function. Yeah. And he don't charge as much as the rest of them, but he charges.
All right, now, how long does he keep whatever you gave him before he'll sell it?
I don't know. I think it all depends on, like saying, if you tell him you'll be back in 2 weeks, he'll hold a week over the time.
Oh, that's nice.
And if you tell him you'll be back a week, I think he'll hold it 2 weeks.
Have you ever had to do that?
Really, I got a hustle. I know where to go to get money when
do
I need
you?
It.
Okay. That's what you do. Alright, what are some new expressions for wine?
Wine. Vino.
Okay.
Alright, let me see. Grapes.
Yeah. What was that? Alright, what was that first word again?
Vino.
Vino, do you know how I got that name?
No.
Okay. These are people
saying. Yeah. A couple fellas call it that. Like saying, they just pick up names.
Yeah, you do. I do that all the time. I don't know where I get them from. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Have you heard expressions like rotgut or something like that? Or does that apply to you?
Yeah, they got a name for dagger. Bite your mammy.
What?
Bite your mammy.
Say it again, I can't understand.
Bite your mammy.
Bite your mammy?
Your mammy.
Your mammy?
Yeah, bite your mammy.
What does bite mean?
Bite.
Oh, fight your mammy. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Because it'll make you mean enough to do that.
Yeah, it'll make you mean enough to do anything. You're full of that, you'll do anything.
I don't think I'll try that stuff. Do you have a section of town where, let's call Skid Row?